Now, the tax bills are a little larger than an index card, and they're bright yellow, so they're going to be hard to miss. You'll get a yellow card for every piece of property that you own. Now, while they do not get to keep it, the sheriff's office is tasked with tax collections in the county. WCLU News asked Barron County Sheriff Kent Keene what to do if you're missing one of these yellow cards.
If you don't get the amount of yellow cards that equal the amount of properties you own, give us a call on the phone, talk to one of the girls, and say, hey, this is what I got. I think I have more, or I've got too many, or whatever it is.
Once you get your bill in the mail, pay special attention to the bill number located in the top corner of the tax bill. The number is unique to the property owner, and Sheriff Keene added.
Accuracy and accountability. That's what the yellow card's for and the bill number's for.
Now, when you're ready to pay your bill, there are several options. First, however, make sure you have a yellow card for every piece of property that you own. Leaving one out could mean you'll be surprised with a late notice come early next year. Now, when you're ready to pay, add up the total amount on each yellow card you have, and that's your total taxes owed. You can write one check for the total amount. You can mail your payment to the sheriff's office. You can go into the office and pay with cash, check, or credit card. You can use your credit card to pay your bill over the phone. Now, Sheriff Keene says that if you're planning on paying in person, don't count on running in and running out on your lunch break real quick.
All the time, no. Sometimes they can get away with it, especially early in the month. If they pay, let's say, in the first 2 weeks of November.
Mm-hmm. Again, tax bills will be sent out the week of November 1st, so keep an eye out for the yellow card. Also on the card, you'll see a breakdown of your tax bill, including school district taxes and special districts, such as the Marywood Weldon Memorial Library, Extension Office, and Health Department. With WCLU Local News, I'm Angela Briggs.